Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen, bringing you this week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the stories that were published in Gateway News this week. A theme running through this week's news is Christian leaders taking responsibility for providing solutions for pressing national problems. We reported on a meeting of security experts in Pretoria on Tuesday who committed to work together and with other role players to develop an integrated national safeguarding strategy that will be based on biblical values. Reporting back on the meeting, Dr. Arno van Niekerk, one of the facilitators, said the initiative will have a practical arm focused on providing solutions and a spiritual arm which will deal with the roots of murder, crime, and corruption. He described the meeting as an encouraging first step in a unifying kingdom nation-building exercise that will make South Africa safer and which will also contribute to economic and community development. He emphasized that it is not about replacing the police and the army, but about collaborating with them. We also posted an update on the urgent online leaders' meetings called last week by Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng to seek solutions for the high level of violence in parts of South Africa. Mogoeng and the Christian leaders and leaders of farming organizations and communities affected by violence have kept up the level of urgency, exchanging inputs and ideas, and another key meeting is expected shortly. And from the Eastern Cape, we reported on a call for teachers, parents, and members of the community to join in rebuilding the broken walls of education. Other headlines in this week's local news: President Ramaphosa signs unconstitutional civil amendment bill into law. National Day of Prayer and Fasting called for police ahead of prophesied reforms. Farmers invited to special prayer time in PE. And catch up with Cape to Messina crosswalkers. In our news from further afield, headlines include: 32 nations declare no international right to abortion at UN. Yes, 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 why peace with Khartoum would be a true paradigm shift for Israel. And Sean Bolts, how Christians are lighting up the entertainment world. You can read all these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter. God bless you abundantly until we meet again in next week's Gateway News God Stories of Africa.